Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, post-launch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and post-launch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. Post-launch initiates the web presence you need for success. Post-launch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with PostLaunch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now!
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
And good morning and happy Columbus Day Monday to you all. Thank you for tuning in. And I always do a thought of the day. This time I'm actually not going to turn a card over. I'm going to share with you one of my mantras that I give to people from time to time. It puts them right in the present moment. And a lot of people call me when they're really going through kind of a tough, stuck moment. And so I'm going to give you this little affirmation to run in your head over and over again to allow you to put yourself in a whole different perspective. And I tweeted it this morning, so those of you who follow me on Twitter will actually know this. And by the way, my Twitter handle is TheMysticMona. But I want you to think of it this way. Think of this affirmation. Be open to your blessings. Be ready to receive. So the way you say it is, I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. All right? I'm giving you that because sometimes we get all stuck in our head. And, you know, our higher self rules our thoughts. And that's what I want you to tap into, is that higher frequency, the one that that is connected with all things in the universe, all the love, all the abundance, all of the resources. The higher self is already connected to that. But our mind gets ourselves all messed up. And so, repeat, I'm open to my blessings. I'm ready to receive. All right? So I'm going to go right to the callers here. I have somebody here from area code 404. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hey, this is Kwajalein. How you doing?
Hi, Kwajalein. What's your question?
I was been in a long-term relationship, and we recently just broke up. And I was just curious to know, do you see us getting back together soon? If so, when?
Let me see. There's so much love here that you have for this person. There is so much love. What's interesting is unless he steps forward and is willing to put as much work into it as you, then you need to put him on the back burner. Because here's the thing. I see all this love in your heart for this man. I see it right here. I see a card that says he needs to take action and he needs to get off his lazy ass in order to do it. And you have always viewed this person to be your happily ever after, your the one you're going to marry and set up everything with. And the thing is that I want you to step back from that focus right now, because what it's saying is that he is in no way ready.
Okay.
And it's not that you've done anything wrong, because you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm seeing is that the love that you've thrown this man's way is pure and legitimate and authentic and unconditional and all of those wonderful things that we normally give to a puppy or a kitten. What I'm seeing here for you is that this is a relationship that if you want there to be any future in it, you're going to need to put him on the back burner. And are you ready? Because I'm giving you a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
About a year and a half.
Okay.
And see, here's the thing, is that I want you to date other people. I want him to date other people. I want it to be that when you do come back together, and the cards are actually indicating that you come back together with an appreciation for what the two of you bring to the relationship.
So it do show that we will get back together?
What it's saying is that he will probably make a move back towards you in about 8 months,
mm-hmm.
with a very fast pace toward marriage about a year after that.
Mm.
But you have to decide, do I want to wait for him? Do I want to wait for him to get his stuff together? Do I want to bear with the idea that he may be dating other people and sleeping with other people? Okay? Because that drives you a little nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you, there's a series that I absolutely love on Netflix, and probably not for the reasons why a lot of people love this particular thing. I mean, I like it for all the reasons, but there's one in particular I use for an example about this series. Have you seen the series House of Cards on Netflix?
No.
Okay. The reason why I am so fascinated by this series, I mean, the political intrigue is kind of cool, but what really flips my switch with that series is that Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright have a relationship that is beyond the normal boundaries of a normal, and I'm using the quotes around the word normal, relationship, that they are totally committed to each other with absolute honest candor about everything that goes on in their lives. That the intimacy that these two share, and it's not necessarily sexual, the intimacy is far beyond the sexual part of things. So the secret to you actually connecting with this man, if you really want this man, is to make the intimacy beyond the idea of physical sex. That the intimacy is, you know how I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but if have you ever met somebody and you just like them so much and you feel like you connected that the next step is actually sex?
No, because I normally make people wait for it.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's good. But I want to tell you that there are some women out there that the only way that they can actually feel like they can connect with someone intimately is by sleeping with them. And the trick is to get to the point of intimacy where there is no sex. That intimacy comes from the truest connection, from a love and spirit aspect,
okay,
more than the actual body part slapping together.
Okay.
So here's the thing. If you can disconnect from the idea that he might be putting it somewhere for a while, I'm serious. If you can if you can get past that idea, then the relationship will thrive on other levels.
Okay.
But you can't chase it. You got to let it chase you. You have to realize that see what you're so upset about is that you think that you haven't made an impression. And
mm-hmm.
I see that you've made such an impression that he's a little scared of it.
Okay.
So what I would do is I would cool my jets when he reaches out to you, and he will, and I think he will reach out to you before the next 8 months. He might even reach out to you around the holidays, but don't be so quick to just jump in. All right.
Okay.
When he reaches out to you, I want you to stress the friendship side of your relationship. And you may even say, I'm really happy to hear from you because I always thought our friendship was, I've always considered our friendship to be precious.
Okay.
If you go in that direction, you will become irresistible to him.
Okay.
Because when all these other broads are throwing themselves at him, mm-hmm. and he realizes that there's nothing more there than that, you become incredibly attractive.
Okay.
So you need to do this on a very sort of calculated way, without limiting your own options.
Okay.
Okay. So be open to your blessings. What, dear?
When you say the holidays, like, do you mean the holidays that are coming up or the holidays
next year? No, I actually think that you'll hear from them before Christmas time.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's going to be
kids together.
Pardon?
I say I hope so. We have kids together.
Well, but what I'm trying to tell you is when I say he reaches out to you, he reaches out to you in a more intimate way than you expect. But the whole base of all your arguments is he doesn't step up and help. He doesn't step
exactly.
up and participate. That's the whole basis of your arguments.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing, is that whatever legal matters you need to do in order to make sure he steps up financially, I also want you to take care of that.
Okay.
But do I have any question in my mind at all that he loves you? He does love you. He's just a little scared of you. I mean, I'm being honest here, my friend.
Okay.
You know, you don't miss much.
Okay.
All right, girl. Thank you for being my first caller.
Uh-huh. And before you leave, is it anything else in the cards that you see?
What the biggest thing I'm seeing in the cards is that you need to not take on burdens that aren't yours. And so that's probably why I got that little nudge that if there's any legal things you need to do in order to make sure you're getting financial support that's deserved to you because of the kids,
mm-hmm.
you need to do it. You can't rely on his word. You actually need to pursue it.
I'm so glad you said that because before I called you, I was sitting here thinking 50 million ways of should I do child support? No, I'm not going to do it. I have no idea what I should do. So you just gave me so much clarity for that.
Okay, here's the thing is that you don't have to be a bitch about it. You can always be a bitch later, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The way you do it is you file for child support when he calls you because he will. well, you know, what are you doing? And say, well, you know, here's the thing. You know, we're not technically together. I need to make sure the kids are taken care of. Well, you know, I've been paying. Yeah, I know you've been paying, but I want it for an official record. You know, you're not married to me. You're not being here as a participating father. And I need to make sure I'm protected. I need to make sure the kids have what they need.
Okie dokie.
And you don't be a bitch. Just be, look, I'm just making sure I can take care of things.
Okay. So for now, just give him space and...
Right, but take care of the legal stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he'll come around eventually.
According to this, he will. According to this, he's going to get past the whole idea of trying to be a showman and, you know, having girls flirt with him. That's going to get really shallow, really quick, and really old. So, as soon as they find out that he's actually already fathered a couple kids, they'll dump him. Because most women don't want guys with baggage.
Correct.
So there you go. So you got to cool your jets, all right? You may even want to plan something for Christmas time or Thanksgiving time with all of you without it having an emotional zing to it. Just say, you know, hey, remember we're doing Thanksgiving at the house. Would be great if you picked up a pumpkin pie. Listen, sweetheart, I got to go. So
thank you
for calling. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here who has blocked their number. So, hi, you're live with Mona. Who's this?
Yeah, hi, Mona. It's Stacy.
Did you say Stacy?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Stacy. What's your question?
I have a job interview later, and I just want to know if you see this, it being a permanent job or temporary or anything.
Okay.
Got it from
Remember,
recording.
Okay, you heard my opening of the program today. I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you to have that mindset when you walk in the door for your interview today. I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. Okay? And the way I want you to treat the person that you interview with, I want you to treat them as though they could absolutely be your best friend. That you treat them like they are the most interesting, fascinating friend that maybe just told you about they're about to tell you about their date with a guy last night. That's the kind of attention I want you to give to the person that you're interviewing with. Because this is actually saying that you're going to get the job.
Wow.
But it's how you treat the person interviewing you. I want you to treat them as though they are your best friend and have your undivided attention.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy I want you to walk into the interview is, I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive. Okay? I'm sorry, say that again?
And you see me liking it over there?
Well, here's the thing. Right now, it's not a question of anticipating whether you're going to like it or not. You can decide if you're going to like it or not. I mean, the thing is that anything we put our mind to, if we make our mind up to make the best of it, we will make the best of it. And according to what I'm seeing here for you is that you need to take this job regardless of what your trepidations are.
Oh, yeah.
And
I really need something to hold me over, yeah.
Right. What it's saying here, though, is that if you go in with the idea that there's nothing more important than this moment, doesn't matter where you are in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you believe like I do that you're always exactly where you're supposed to be for your own spiritual growth, as soon as you actually really believe that and then say to yourself, I'm open to my blessings and ready to receive, the most powerful thing in the whole world you can say to someone is thank you. So if who's ever training you at this new job, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, thank you so much. I really appreciate you helping me and giving me your time. Because the more you do that, the more you're open to receive what's coming to you. Receive everything today. Because what it's saying is that you're going to get the job. And that by you presenting yourself as a team player, that's the attitude you're going in with, Stacy, presenting yourself as a team player is why everybody else is going to like working with you.
Wow. Yeah, because
okay.
I got through, like, a temporary agency, so I'm hoping it's not temp. I hope it's longer than temp.
Well, here's the thing. Your goal is always going to be temp to hire. Oh, that's probably why I'm seeing this three thing. You have this says you get the job and that within about a week after you're there, they're going to consider doing the temp to hire thing with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want you to pursue. And when you go for the interview today, don't be wearing the wild nail polish, okay?
No, I know.
Okay, good. Because, you know, people don't realize that when they're getting interviewed, usually the recruiter, the person interviewing them, is looking at their whole appearance. It's like I don't know if you know this, but Walt Disney, Disney folks have a very strict idea of what's appropriate to wear. Like, women can only wear stud earrings. They can't wear anything dangly. The makeup has to be as natural looking as possible without, in other words, they don't want you looking like you're going to a nightclub. So the lipstick shades are very sheer, or very close to your own natural color. So the thing is that I want you to interview like that. I want you to interview as though you are getting hired for Walt Disney World. I know that sounds really weird, but the more conservative you come across, the quicker you get hired, the faster this happens.
Oh, can I just ask another quick question?
As long as it's really quick.
Oh, yeah. Around Thanksgiving before, I'm going to go to an event, and I'm just wondering if I'm going to meet anybody.
There is a very interesting meeting with somebody coming up in the next 2 months that could be a really good partner for you. So it may be there, but it may be someplace else because there's a new partner coming into your life. All right, my friend, got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much, Mona.
You're welcome. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 785 area code. Hello, 785. Who's this?
Oh, good morning, Mona. This is Sally.
Hi, Sally. What's your question?
Well, I have just recently relocated in Vegas. I need to find some work. I've got a lot of skill that I'm looking for something that I can handle. I can't really work full-time, and I just don't know what avenue to go down.
All right, I've got the perfect job for you. You ready? I mean, I'm serious. Okay, there is a, and since you live in Vegas, I'm very familiar with the job market here. There is a call center on the corner of Sahara and Decatur, and it's called TELUS, TELUS International. And they're always looking for good people, whether it's full or part-time, okay?
Okay.
So what I would do as soon as you hang up the phone with me is I would go online to TELUS International in Las Vegas. I would Google that and see if you can apply for positions online. Then what I want you to do is after you have applied for the position online, I want you to march your butt down there. Say, I just applied for one of your jobs online, and I wanted to stop by and drop off a couple dozen Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh, that'll get anybody.
Or you go to the dollar store, you buy a vase for a dollar. Then you go to the grocery store and you buy a bunch of flowers for $4.99. You put the flowers in the vase, and you take them to the receptionist, and you say, hi. My name is Sally. I just applied online for a job, but I wanted to bring you these flowers to brighten up your desk. And you give them to the receptionist.
Okay.
What's going to happen is that she will remember you, which is the whole reason you're doing this, okay,
mm-hmm.
is that you're going to invest $6 by getting a whole bouquet of flowers, which would cost $50 to have it delivered. But you would go and you'll go to the dollar store and get the vase, or you'll pull one out of your garage or something you have, or, you know, go to the thrift store and buy a vase. Then you go and get a bunch of flowers, you stick them in the vase, you go down to TELUS International after you've applied online and bring the receptionist the flowers and say, I brought these for your desk. My name's Sally. I just applied for a job. I really would like to work here.
Okay. Well, that's an easy thing to do because I am a florist, so I can really wow that receptionist.
Oh, my God. Are you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
you know, and I actually, you know, considered like applying at the Bellagio or some fabulous place that does flowers, but I just don't know that I can physically, you know, work there.
Okay.
You know,
what's really nice about this particular organization is that as long as you have the right attitude, they'll hire you. You have to be pretty, you have to have like four heads to be not hired there.
Okay.
The fact that you come in with great customer service experience, that you can work a phone, you can be trained, and they offer a pretty good salary, and as you get trained and as you move up, you actually can earn more money. But the biggest thing I see in your cards is you've got to be totally willing to dump the past.
Okay.
You've got you're working with and working out of some sorrow here. That's what I'm seeing in your cards. And that you need to realize that the biggest way for you to step back from that sorrow is to be busy.
Right.
And whatever you can do to be busy. And I have to tell you, get this job. And then down the road, if you see something else, you're already hired and working here in Vegas. And that makes you way more attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you an exercise to do after we hang up the phone. Are you ready?
Sure.
Because this is about reinventing yourself. Okay.
That's
so what
exactly
I want you
what
to
I'm
do,
trying to do.
Right. I want you to take out a sheet of paper. I want you to write the name of somebody that did something to hurt you. And then next to that person's name, I want you to write down the bad thing they did to you. So you write down the person's name. Say it's Bob and what Bob did. All right. And you do this for every single person you can think of for as far back as you can remember. And then at the bottom of that list, I want you to write, I release these past events for my new beginning. Then you sign your name, you crumple it up, you go outside and you burn it.
Okay.
Okay? And
okay.
What I'm getting here for you is that I see you applying online for that job today. I see you bringing down the flowers to the receptionist late this afternoon, say 3 or 4 o'clock. You bring them to her and you say, I wanted to start off your week with something bright for your desk. My name's Sally. I just applied online for a job, and I really would like to work here.
Yes, okay.
And then what happens is you get her undivided attention. Have your resume handy. Give her the resume. And then she's going to go into HR and go, this gal brought me flowers.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
They're going to like that, all right?
Sure.
And then you're going to call me next Monday, and you're going to tell me how it went.
Okay. Mona, let me ask another quick question. Of course, I've got a million, but I have been kind of in this realm of psychic ability for years and years, and I've been told by many, you know, probably 4 different folks that I really have an ability, and I'm wondering about maybe developing that and not sure really how to make that happen or who to ask to mentor me. And do you see that?
When I answer a question for somebody, it the cards go right to that question. So that is that what you're asking is something I can't answer in a minute. You
okay.
See what I'm trying to tell you? The
I
most
get it.
Important priority on your table right now is to get yourself so you're not worried about money.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So as soon as you can get past that, then you can address the other things. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Hey. Mona.
See you later.
Love
you
dearly,
okay,
and don't even know you. Thanks.
Okay, bye. All right, got somebody here from fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, it's Mona. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Mary. I have a question about my older daughter. She had cancer at the age of 19. She has no insurance.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? That's awful.
Yes, she lost her thyroid at 19. She's been having some symptoms that I'm really concerned about, and she doesn't have insurance, and I'm just wondering if I really need to be worried or if it's something that is going to pass.
Part of the thing I'm concerned about, Mary, is that it doesn't seem that your daughter is taking this seriously. It's like she's not taking action for her own benefit.
Exactly. She's putting it off. She's...
Right. There's a procrastination going along with this. So here's the thing, is that she's kind of had her hand held through her whole life, all right? And part of that is because you are a devoted parent, all right? That's part of it, all right? What I'm getting here is that the only way that she's going to pay attention to her health is if her mother holds her hand towards something that might be a some sort of research, clinical research study thing. I'm hearing a buzzy thing. Is that your phone?
Yeah, Ed's getting text messages, but don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Here's what I'm getting is, Mary, what the cards are indicating is that for her to take action, she's either going to need to really fall down and scrape her knees and really start feeling pain, or she's going to have her hand held through the next thing. My whole gut reaction to your question is that I think that there is some sort of a study group that what she's had to go through could benefit like clinical trials or something. But that would mean somebody taking the time to do the research on the internet to find it.
Okay. I mean, I'm holding her hand right now with some tests, but she's been having this pain on her right side, and I've been trying to get her to the doctor, and I'm like, oh, God, is it something stupid or is it something to do with the cancer?
I actually think it might be something, and I'm going to use simple in quotation marks, as something wrong with her appendix.
That's what I've been telling her.
Okay, see, Mary, you don't need me.
I know what to do here. I just need the confirmation. I have doubts in myself so much from things my ex-husband did.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's showing up in your cards, too, and what a dick.
Oh, tell me about it.
We'll just call it what it is.
Oh, yeah. DA's got him for 25 days on the 29th of this month, so let's hope he finally gets what he's deserved for not paying child support.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I want to tell you, what I'm getting for you is that you're doing exactly the right thing, and you know you're doing the right thing, and you're wondering, why in the heck is my daughter so damn stubborn?
Yep.
So, all right, my friend, thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye. Got somebody here from the twos. Oh, hold on, let me get my computer going here. All right, got somebody here from the 201 area code. Hello, 201, who's this?
Hi, this is Shalina. How are you?
Hi, Shalina. What's your question?
I have started doing, like, on the side, some, like, event planning for people. Never really charged anyone. I kind of did it as, like, a hobby. I finally posted my business card on, like, social media, and then I got a message from, like, a director from the town over from where I live.
Right.
And he asked me for some ideas and what kind of parties that I do and what kind of Christmas ideas that I have, because they do like a little Christmas event for the town every year. So he said, if I like your ideas, then I'll hire you to design the event. So I just wanted to see if I'm going to get the job. Do you feel like it's a good thing if I end up doing this?
Here's the thing, is that I would, because there are people out there that are really, I consider them kind of slimy. And and I want to tell you that what I'm getting for your reading is that this guy's called you to pick your brain on ideas. He knows you're a small business. He's calling to pick your brain, and then he's not going to hire you.
Nice.
So here's what I would do, is I would call him back and I'd say, you know, I'd be delighted to go over some great ideas with you. That consulting fee is $200.
Okay.
And he'll go, well, wait a minute, you know, I want to know if I like your idea before we hire you, and say, well, that's fine, that $200 will be credit off your bill. But for me to come out and give you my whole list of really great ideas, I just say I have found that there are people out there. I'm not saying you are, but I have found that there are people out there that have me meet with them for ideas, and then they don't hire me.
Okay.
So there's, you can even be less than that. You can say $100 consulting fee, $150 consulting fee, but I wouldn't do it for less than $100.
Okay.
Say, you know, I totally understand that you're looking for great ideas, but I can't just come and give you all these ideas and then not get hired for it.
Right.
You know, now here's the thing you may want to do, because we're talking about your time. Do you have a brochure that lists out some of your ideas?
I had a blueprint that I sent him that of this idea that I had for it.
Okay. Then what you, since he already has seen your blueprint,
mm-hmm.
then what you say is the only thing that you talk about is that idea. You don't give him all of your ideas. And if he wants more than that, say, you know, I've basically laid out the plan for this one. For any additional ideas, I'm going to need to charge you my consulting fee.
Right. Like, he even went as far as he had me send him a proposal, like an invoice and everything, and he said this week he's having a meeting with the town for the budget.
Well, I'm
he
just
even booked
share,
like a party.
Yeah, I'm going to share a story that happened with me, okay?
Okay.
You know, we are the entertainment capital of the world here in Las Vegas, and I'm not even going to tell you the company that called me. But but I will tell you that they are a no, I won't even tell you that because I don't want to give it away. It's not fair to them, even though they didn't do what they did to me wasn't very nice.
Okay.
They called and booked me for Halloween. Now you got to remember, Halloween's like my prime night to get booked.
Of course.
So
so
because they were a nonprofit, I gave them a discount because they're a nonprofit. And what happened was is one of the directors said, well, you know, she had some great ideas, but we're not going to hire her. She should do it free.
Right.
On Halloween, my biggest night of the year. Well, that New Year's Eve. Okay. So I turned around and I said, I'm sorry. I won't be able to help you out. Thank you so much. And I stepped back.
Wow.
So the thing is that I don't want you to give this guy all your ideas just because he phoned you.
Right.
Okay, so that's my only reservation here, because, you know, you're a startup business. One of the things that I would definitely ask for once you get hired for any event is a recommendation that you can quote.
Okay.
All right. What it's saying is that your personality is fabulous. You're great at bringing order to chaos. You're really good at taking care of those last-minute things. The other thing I want you to do is start getting a commission on the other people that you book.
Okay.
For example, if you were to book me for an event, what I would do is give you a quote, and then you would put your markup on top of that quote.
So basically, like, write on my page, like, quotes from what other people have said about the work I've done?
No. No, what I'm talking about now is money. So let's say I'm going to charge you $1,000 for an event.
Okay.
You charge the client, say, $1,250 or $1,500. The payment comes from you to me, but the client pays you $1,250 or $1,500.
Right.
Do you see what I mean? So you that with all of the other subcontractors that may be a part of your event planning. So if somebody has supplied you tablecloths, but you're the one that picked them up and put them on all the tables, and let's say the tablecloths cost you $200, you put another 30% markup on top of that, so the tablecloths were actually $300.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
I see what you're saying,
So because now you're acting as an event concierge as opposed to just an event planner.
Right.
All right, my friend, I got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the, hold on. My computer's going really slow. Sorry, guys. Got somebody here from area code 323. Hello, 323. Who's this? All right, I'll put you back on hold. Got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
I have been working for, I've been doing some intern work for Habitat for Humanity, and they want to offer me a part-time job, and I want to see if you think, how do you think this, if, how do you think it's going to work out, or
so
I might get something else.
So it's actually the real Habitat for Humanity that's offering you a part-time thing?
I'm working at the store. I'm doing intern work at the store, and they need some help at two stores, so they were thinking of dividing me up between two stores.
Well, you need the work.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely go with the work, but then I would start immediately looking for something else.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Yes. It's just
okay.
The hours would be attached to my school, though. So I'm like, if I lose the job, I'll lose my hours at school.
Well, okay, the thing is that it needs to be attractive enough for you to be able to take it. So, and I'm not hearing you very clearly, so I don't know if your mouth's away from your mouthpiece, but I thought you said that you'd be taking hours away from a store if you took this divided job.
No, they want to divide me up among two stores.
Okay, well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. I'm fine. I just wanted to see if you think that this might be something that will work out, or I'm going to have to get something else.
No, this says it works out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anything but good cards here about you working.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's a little bit of a pain in the butt to have to travel to two different stores, but according to this, you actually get to be viewed as a team player, and they really like the fact that you've got that kind of flexibility. So to me, it's all the way around is a good thing.
Okay, great.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here who has blocked their number. So let me get... All right. Hello, anonymous caller. This is Mona. Who's this?
Hi, this is Pat.
Hi, Pat. What's your question?
Hi. I have two questions. One, I'm considering selling my home and moving, and is this a good time? And the other is, I'm considering in 2015 of changing jobs, and is this good timing for that as well?
I'm thinking that both should happen at the same time.
Oh.
Which
okay.
is a weird thing for me to just throw at you. But what I'm getting here is that the changing jobs may also include a relocation package, so the finances will actually be a little easier. And you are an expert at what you do in your career, so why wouldn't you go to something more elevated or evolved, kind of based on your background, but not the same thing? What line of work are you in now?
Healthcare.
Okay, so let's say you were someone, and I'm just using these as examples, let's say you were someone that sold like health insurance, and maybe you, instead of selling health insurance or becoming a director of something like that, that maybe you were somebody that decided to be like the business development person for an actual hospital.
Okay.
So in other words, you take your background as a foundation, but you go in a brand new direction with it. And according to what I'm seeing here is that as soon as you focus on that, that you may even move out of state.
Oh.
That somebody looks at your background, they look at what you are looking to do now that would be the next evolution or a step up in some way, and it looks like it's incredibly embraced. I would put off move or job change till 2015. And what it's saying is that you get to evolve into a much better situation all the way around. Now, are you also married?
I am.
There is a man here that I absolutely adore. This is probably your husband.
Yeah.
Somebody that is very, very good with money.
Okay.
Is that your husband?
It is.
Okay. Because what I want to tell you is that all he wants you to do is be happy. So whatever that will make you happy, whether it's another job or whether it's you starting a charitable organization or helping seniors through the whole healthcare nightmare, whatever it is you want to do, he's going to support it.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like a traveling position, a consulting position where I would just be, you know, returning home, going out and returning home. It's a relocation you're seeing?
Well, what it's saying is that there is a big, it's like the final puzzle piece to your dream opportunity falling in place. So if it is consulting that you really want to do, I'm totally on board with it. But what I want to tell you is that your decision has nothing to do with, it's not about money, it's about what you really want to do. And that everything you've done at this point has set you up for it, you just need to decide to focus on one thing.
Wow, okay.
So I'm totally on board with that. And the relocation thing, it's like I want you to do it all at the same time. So when you resign from your job, which by the way, you will resign from this job, you're going to say, well, you know, honey and I are you know, we're in the process of relocating, and I'm going to actually think about what I want to do moving forward. Well, you already know what you want to do. You're just not going to tell them what you're going to do.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why, because they would be kind of threatened in a weird way because you're so good at what you do that they would think that you would bring competition against them in some weird way.
Okay.
So
that
so
makes
what
a lot of sense.
Okay, so what I would do, and I keep getting March, by the way, I would plan for March to be the time that I resign, if I were you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, gets us all cleared with your fabulous mister. Say, honey, I'm thinking I'm going to resign in March, so let's find a place to move, and we time it for March, which I'm probably, that's probably why I'm picking up on the idea that you may move into a brand new home development where it's like the house you're going to retire in.
Okay.
And that it might be like a one story and that you're going to downsize a bit, but it's still going to be a nice place to have people over.
Okay.
I'm picking up this big room with like floor to ceiling windows on one side that have a beautiful view, but it's like really vaulted ceiling in the middle with like bedrooms and office on one side and kitchen and dining room on the other side. It's really, I'm getting a very strong vision of your house. So anyway, my friend,
does it,
hope that all helps.
Does it have a mountain view or a beach view?
I got golf course, but that's okay.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks so
much,
Mona.
Thank you. See you later.
Okay,
bye. All right. I've got somebody here. Let me try this 323 area code again. Let's see if I can get them on the air. Hello, 323, are you there?
Hi, Mona. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, who's this?
My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine. What's your question?
Whatever's coming up for me in terms of my love life.
Well, big changes coming up in your love life. It's talking about that you've been going through kind of a chaotic period over the last year and a half or so connected with love. Maybe a lot of drama that you've been bringing into your life. But I'm telling you that the reason why nothing has kind of settled is because you haven't met the right person yet. So if I kind of want you to look at relationships that haven't worked out, Christine, as though you've dodged a bullet. I'm serious.
I like
just go,
yes.
Oh, crap, I think I dodged a bullet. Seriously. All right? Because what I'm getting in your cards is that there's this next 10 months is all about you connecting in new experiences and new groups of people. That anyone inviting you to do something brand new, I want you to say a resounding yes. I'd be delighted. That would be great. Thank you so much for thinking of me. I'd be delighted. It'd be fun. Seriously. Because what it's saying is that you're going to meet this man by coincidence and that something you go to a month from now, you may run into this guy again a month after that. I also want you to realize that the man that you're going to connect with is nobody from the past and that your past expectations are going to need to fall by the wayside because this one is totally different.
In what ways?
Well, what I'm telling you is that this is not a guy that plays games. He is very direct, almost to the point of being abrupt or even rude, but he's very direct. And he doesn't play games. And he doesn't fall for the feminine wiles of things. It's like you having cleavage might be interesting to him the very first time you see him, but after that, if you don't have something between your ears, he's not interested.
Okay.
So I want to tell you, he's going to come across initially as a bit of a dick. He's not going to act that impressed with you when you first meet him. And that's when you have an opportunity to really be yourself without actually trying to do anything to impress him. And the more you are yourself, the more you draw to you the right guy. Don't be what you think the guy wants you to be. Be yourself in spades.
Thank you.
Okay, because that's huge for you right now.
Yeah,
that's why it's been such a chaotic year and a half.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right,
my friend.
Thanks for checking in. See you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from 609 area code. Hello, 609. Who's this?
Hello. My name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. What's your question?
I'm just wondering if you feel me doing anything with my writing, like maybe financial benefit from it.
You have a, and I'm going to say it this way. Yes, you have a five-year fuse. And what I mean by that is that over the next 5 years, it's important that you get your name on the internet in any kind of writing you possibly can.
Okay, I already did that.
Okay.
I have a blog.
Okay, that's good. Now, the other thing I want you to do is I want you to start, I want you to start doing reviews as part of your blog. All right? So, start with your favorite restaurant in the city that you live in. I'm serious. And go review it. Okay. Now, I know that that's not, and when I say five-year fuse, the reason I'm saying that is you have the novel. You have the story. You have it. You've just been blocked from it.
Okay.
So anything you can do to practice your writing, you need to do it. I want to tell you, I don't do this radio program for profit. I do this radio program for the opposite of profit. If someone calls me and they can't afford to have a reading, I refer them to this radio program and make sure they get on the air to ask their question. So I don't do this for profit. I do it for ongoing credibility.
Gotcha. All right.
And what
people.
What a nice thing to say. Thank you. Because what I'm seeing here for you is that you need to be a twofold woman, all right? You need to be gregarious and engaging and fabulous and funny. You also need to be disciplined and a bitch when you need to be.
Well, I can be all of those. I will share that I have stage 4 cancer and I'm going through hormonal treatments, so I never know how my mood's going to be.
Okay,
so
there's a 5-year fuse. And I keep saying that there's something about the next 5 years that's huge for you. And the fact that you're struggling with any kind of medical condition, I hope that you're putting your body in the most pH balanced state that it can possibly be in. And in other words, a very alkaline diet. Are you doing that?
I've read all about that. And I was for a while. I'll be honest, right now I'm just kind of, you know, I'm having my struggle. So I'm doing the best that I can each day. Okay.
Okay, Susan, darling, you have a card. You have two cards that I really like in your reading. Well, actually three cards. The first card talks about a burning away of the bullshit and getting right to the purpose of why you're here. That's your first card. That's your first major card. In traditional tarot, it's a card called the Chariot. So if you ever want to look up that meaning, it's full knowledge of good and evil. And the way it works is you see the Chariot card. There's a man that's actually guiding the chariot. There's a black horse and a white horse. The black horse is evil. The white horse is good. He's guiding both good and evil in his life to make the chariot go. That's you. It's also the card of burning away the bullshit to get to the most important thing you need to get to. Then the next major card that you have is a traditional tarot card called the Pope or the Hierophant. But you have it the way I like it. You have it reversed, which means that you don't need to go through reading every word of the Bible to have a connection with God.
Mm-hmm.
You already have the connection.
Okay.
You have it right now. That constant connection with the divine and the universe is right there, right? And then the last card you have, these are three major cards. I only draw five cards for people when I do this reading, okay? Because the other two talk about the woman that I told you to be. But the last card is a card called the Hanged Man in traditional tarot. It shows somebody, a man, crucified by his foot upside down on a cross. It is not the most pleasant card to look at. But when you look at the card, it talks about somebody that is in an absolutely unbearable and uncomfortable position, you, in an uncomfortable and unbearable situation. But there's a halo around the man's head, which means through this whole situation comes enlightenment. So your three major cards, you have the first card of burning away the bullshit. You have the second card of a constant and ongoing and infinite connection with the divine. And then the last card is that through this uncomfortable situation is your own enlightenment. So when I tell you, start writing just for the sake of writing, you need to keep doing it. And the story is there. I want to tell you, the more of the spiritual journey that you tap into in regard to your own struggle, the more successful you'll be. And this is not a whining biography of the crap you've had to go through. It is instead the connection with the divine and your ultimate healing that comes from this connection. And remember, it is the playful side of you, the gregarious outgoing side, and the fact that you can switch to being a bitch on a dime if you need to, that's part of this. One of my favorite phrases is, you can always be a bitch later. That's one of my favorite phrases. Because most women that are bright, when we actually go in to start asking direct questions, people call us a bitch. When we're not just the easygoing, you know, receptive, classical, feminine self. Some people, you know, misunderstand that another way. I just looked at the time. I'm at the end of my program. I got to go. But thank you for being my best call today.
No, thank you.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling. See ya.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.